you know, if you always wait on the perfect scenario or the perfect amount of motivation to get started, as soon as that, as soon as your situation changes, as soon as life throws you a curveball, as soon as things go a bit tits up, you're probably just going to fall off track again. You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. Right, welcome back to the Fit Dad Revolution podcast. And today we're going to talk about why now is the time that you really should be getting started with your health and fitness goals. And I think this is a really important thing to talk about because we're coming towards the end of the year, right? So the time of recording this is it's October 2023. We've only got a couple of months left of the year. This is normally where most people would just put it off and say, I'll just wait till January, I'll just wait till the new year, right? Then it starts this whole making New Year's resolutions sort of trend that never ever gets stuck to, all right? So what we're going to talk about today is why you need to start making changes today. You need to start making changes now, all right? Because here's the thing, man. when it comes to losing weight, when it comes to getting healthy, when it comes to getting fit, and this is actually for anything in life, man. This isn't just for your health and your fitness. There is no perfect time to start, all right? And people seem to put it off. We're waiting on the circumstances to be right. We're waiting until we feel the most motivated. We're waiting for the stars to align. Or we're waiting for this strange arbitrary date later down the line for us to actually start taking some action. Right? But all that ever really ends up happening when we do that is we just put it off. And then maybe we will start something. We'll jump into a wee diet, or we'll pick this certain date. We'll say, today's the day, the 1st of January, we're going to start, and we'll start a diet. And it never normally lasts, man, because you know, if you always wait on the perfect scenario or the perfect amount of motivation to get started, as soon as your situation changes, as soon as life throws you a curveball, as soon as things go a bit tits up, you're probably just going to fall off track again. All right. So if you're looking at your life right now and saying, "Oh man, I'm just so busy. I've got so much on. It's not the right time to start. I'm going to wait till I'm less busy." That's all very well and good. So you get started when you're a little bit less busy. But then what happens when life does get busy again? You'll probably just fall off track, all right? Or like I say, if you're waiting till you feel overly motivated, so you feel, you know, you wake up one day, right? Today's the day. You've set this date. You've got it in your head. Today's the day I'm going to start. So you make a start on that day where you're feeling motivated. You've built yourself up to it. You're feeling ready to rock. You've had enough of feeling fat and sloppy and out of shape and unhealthy. You've had enough of feeling like that. So you decide that that's the day and you make that start. But then what happens when, you know, you have a barbecue comes up or a kid's birthday comes up? Or maybe it's like somebody in your family dies, like heaven forbid, or a close friend dies, and you go to your funeral, and you end up having a few beers and a few sausage rolls, all right? Like, you know, something's going to happen that's going to knock you off track. And then all of a sudden, because you're not feeling quite so motivated anymore, or, you know, something bad's happened at work and your motivation takes a dip, then everything goes out the window, all right? So when we always could just wait and wait and wait and wait for the perfect time or the perfect scenario until we feel 100% ready to start, the reality is, while we may make a little half-arsed attempt at something, we're probably never, ever, ever going to really make a real go of it. Right? We're always going to just find ourselves going round and round and round in the same old circles, start stopping, start stopping, start stopping. And you know, when we look at what happens to your weight when we go down that path, is you'll lose a little bit of weight. If you do start a diet, you'll lose a little bit of weight in those early stages. You'll hit that plateau. Things go a bit pear-shaped. You stop doing what you were doing to lose the weight. Your weight then either stays the same or you regain whatever you've lost because you go back to your old habits, you regain everything that you've lost, and you probably gain another few pounds on top of that. All right, so there, over the course of a year, you've maybe gained like an extra 3 or 4 pounds, which might not seem like a huge amount, but if you take that over 4 or 5 or 6 years, then you've got an extra stone that's hanging around you that you didn't have before. All right, and then all of a sudden it becomes so much harder to get yourself started. Motivation's even less than it was before. You hate the way you look even more than you did before. Like, you feel so much worse in the way that you look and the way that you feel every day. Right, and then you know everything then just seems to be so much harder. Right, instead of kind of actually just taking taking life by the balls and saying, like, do you know what, man? Life isn't perfect right now. Things are busy. I don't feel 100%, but you know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get things done. Right, and one of the easiest kind of ways to get yourself on the right track when it comes to losing weight is to just go out and go for a walk. All right, I say this to so many of my clients when they first come on board. If they're really struggling, you know, they maybe feel intimidated by the gym, or they struggle to work out at home because the kids are bouncing on their heads. However, what I would say is, if you've got young children in the house, working out at home is an absolutely brilliant thing for you to do, because one, it's going to help to get you fitter, help to get you stronger, help to get you on the right track in terms of achieving your goals, but also it's going to allow your kids to see that as normal behaviour. All right, as opposed to normal behaviour, being sat in your arse all day watching Netflix, stuffing your face with Doritos, guzzling beer, feeling fat, feeling out of shape, hating the way you look. All right, normalise the other thing. Normalise actually like having a healthy lifestyle where you are eating healthier food, you are working at home, you are getting a sweat on. Let your kids see you struggle. Let your kids see you go through that. Let them see that it's normal for you to want to try and improve your life. So while you might look and go, oh man, I can't work out at home because like the kids jump on my head and this and that and the next thing, whatever happens, like I get it, man. If I work out down the stairs in my house, if I go in my wee living room, like I've got two dogs, one of which decides that as soon as I get on the floor to do some push-ups that she needs to eat my nose, like every time, and the other one, he comes down and tries to sit on my head, and then Cameron jumps on my back, and some things, man, it can be a right stressful situation, but I make it work, and I turn it into a game for Cameron, and she'll do over-unders with the press-ups, or she'll jump on my back and add some resistance in. Sometimes she'll do burpees, and we'll do them together, so, you know, we make it more of a fun thing where she actually joins in and enjoys it. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she just wants to sit and watch the turtles on the telly, but, you know, she'll get involved. So if you're saying that you can't do it at home because, oh, I've got the kids here, and like, okay, cool, man, use that as the reason that you should do it at home, all right? And I've took a bit of a segue there, but saying we can't work out when we're at home, because we've got the kids, then that we're missing an opportunity. We're missing a really golden opportunity to do something positive to give them a bit of positive influence in their life. All right. So, I digress. So one of the easiest things we can do is to just go out and start walking. All right. So I say this to a lot of my clients. Like I say, if they've got anxiety around going to the gym, or that, you know, they find it difficult to do it at home, let's just go out and get you walking. Let's make that the starting point. And this is where, especially at this time of year, this is where a lot of people go, it's not the right time for that, man. It's raining outside, it's cold, it's getting a bit windy, especially if you live in the UK. It's not, the weather's not exactly the best. I'll just no bother. And then we end up then just stuck. I'll wait till January. Well, January, the weather's not going to get any better in January, man. I can guarantee you that. If you live in the UK, you're like from now until about April, the weather's going to be pretty shit. All right. So we need to just accept that as it is. But here's the thing, man. You can take out an umbrella, you can take you've got a jacket, you can put a jacket on, get yourself a pair of waterproof trousers and go out for a walk with your waterproofs on. All right, it's not the most ideal scenario, but is that little bit of pain of just doing that one wee thing, even when you can't be arsed, even when the weather's not looking good, even when things are not quite perfect, is that one wee bit of pain, to push yourself into that, not better than just waking up and feeling like shit every single day? Because here's the deal, man, if you sit down every day and hope for something different to happen, like hope for something to change in your life, nothing ever will. Nothing will ever change. You have to start taking those actions. All right, now I talk about this all the time when it comes to the whole motivation side of things, and motivation is not what you need. All right, most people think that they're lacking motivation and that's the reason they can't get started. Motivation is not what you need, and I've spoke about this so many times before. What you need is action. All right, what you need is to actually take some disciplined action. Now, discipline, this is something that I'm working on a lot myself lately, and it's not an easy thing to come by. All right, not everybody lives a disciplined life, and that's not your fault. It really isn't your fault because it isn't actually. Let me kind of back up on that. It isn't. The way that society has kind of brought us up, and the way that we've been brought up by our parents, the way that we've lived, and this isn't a slur on anyone's parents before anybody jumps down my throat. I'm not saying you've got a bad mum and dad. It just the way that we've lived, like everybody's been doing their best, whatever, but we've all been brought up with this very comfortable life, all right? We've got TV on demand. We can just push buttons and we've got TV. We don't even need to go to the video shop anymore. Can you remember those when you used to have to go to a video shop? You used to have to fast forward past the trailers. Like, then DVDs came out, and that was a game changer because you could just get straight to the film and then watch the trailers later if you wanted, right? But you don't even have to do that anymore. You can just download Netflix and then you've got videos on demand. You just push a button and it's right there. Like, if you want a takeaway, you just need to push up. You don't even need the phone. You can just get your phone, hold your phone and order it while you're still watching your film. You don't even have to interrupt your film. So everything's conveniently designed for our convenience. We don't need to do anything. You could sit on your arse in the house all day long, never move, and get absolutely everything you need, pretty much. You have to obviously get up and go to the toilet and stuff. But you get my point, all right? Everything's based around us living this really convenient life. And so that aspect, the way that life has gone, is not your fault. But if you choose to stay there, then that is entirely your fault. That's your choice. That's a choice you're making, all right? And as easily as you can make the choice to stay there, you can make the choice to not stay there, all right? So this is where, you know, we kind of circle back to things where people look at the perfect scenario or not feeling motivated or whatever it may be. That does not exist. You have to take control of that, and that's where building up discipline comes. But I think the problem most people have got, and I hear this a lot when people will talk about going on a fad diet, like they'll go on Herbalife or like Slimming World or whatever it is, where they have to restrict themselves and cut loads of things out of their diet. Slimming World and Weight Watchers not too bad for that. They do have a certain degree of freedom. I don't agree with their methodologies for a lot of things, but you look at their meals and they're fairly flexible. There's enjoyable food in there. Whereas if you look at things like Herbalife, you're cutting food out completely and changing it out for some shitty little shake. And then people will say to me, it was really working, I was doing really well on it, I was making such amazing progress, I just needed to be more disciplined, I need to have more willpower. That's really not the case, man. Like that diet is designed to fail, so that's not your discipline or your willpower that's let you down. That is the actual diet itself that has massively let you down, all right? So we need to kind of move away from the idea that it's your discipline or your willpower that has failed you in that moment, because that's not the case. Where your discipline and your willpower probably does let you down quite a bit is when you're not following any kind of diet, and you're just buying things for the house. You're probably buying a lot of crisps, a lot of sweeties, a lot of different things, and you're then saying, but I need to buy those for the kids. Right? The disciplined approach would be to say, I'm just not going to buy those things. I'm just not going to buy them for the house, because then if they're not in your house, you can't eat them. Because I know for me personally, if I've got a cupboard full of chocolate, I'll be eating chocolate. I'll be in that. It doesn't matter how much I try and fight it, and I'll maybe last a certain amount of time, but then all of a sudden discipline goes out the window and I'll be tucked in about that chocolate and I'll be stuffing it in my face because I really enjoy chocolate. Crisps, meh, give or take. I don't mind them, but I can leave them if they don't bother me. All right, but chocolate, if it's there, I want to eat it. So the discipline for me is to say, when I do my weekly shopping, I'm just not going to buy that stuff because I know what's going to happen if I do. All right, but that's taking me time to get there. Right, discipline's one of these things that you need to build. It doesn't just happen overnight. You don't just wake up one morning and go, that's it, I'm going to be more disciplined. Right? So how do you build your discipline? It's by doing the things that you don't want to do, by regularly taking action and doing the small things that you don't want to do. So if you don't want to get out of your bed in the morning because it's so comfy, set yourself a challenge. Okay, man, instead of lazing in my bed for half an hour in the mornings, I'm going to get up after 50 minutes. When my alarm goes off, I'm going to get up after 50 minutes and make that a definite promise to yourself. And when you make that promise, make sure you stick to it. If you set yourself a goal of, I'm going to go for a walk every single day after my dinner, I'm going to go for a 10-minute walk around the block, make sure you do it, all right? Even if you don't want to do it, still get up and go and get it done, because what starts to happen is, one, you start to feel a bit more confident in yourself because you're holding true to the promises you're making for yourself, but two, you start to then build up that discipline muscle. You start to get that a little bit more disciplined in your actions, and the more disciplined action you take, the more you start to build that discipline up, and then the more you've got available to you. So when it then comes to making a choice of, right, I'm going for my weekly shopping, do I buy a bunch of bananas or do I go straight to the chocolate aisle and buy all those biscuits? Well, do you know what, man? I probably don't need all those biscuits. I'm just going to buy that bunch of bananas. And if I really want to have a packet of Maltesers, instead of buying the family pack or whatever it is, I'm going to just go to the shop and buy a wee fun bag. Right? And that's the difference between 600 calories to 100 calories and 150 calories. All right, so you've used a little bit of discipline there to actually set yourself on the right track. All right, that's taken a massive kind of swing. I don't come into these podcasts with notes. I've got an idea kind of what I want to talk about, and then I just go off on tangents. But the point I'm trying to make here is, we have to stop looking for the perfect moment or the perfect time. We have to stop waiting on the circumstances to be just right before we start making a move. You can start changing these things today. Right, so we've got 2 months now until the end of the year, right? Well, 2.5 months till the end of the year, right? Which is where most people will make their resolutions, and most resolutions always go tits up and they always fail because we're approaching them the wrong way, right? But imagine if you could just say, I'm not going to wait until the new year, right? I'm going to actually just make a start now. I'm going to make a start today and then see where I'm at when the new year comes in, all right? So looking at 2.5 months, man, if you were to start today, and here's a really basic blueprint for you to follow, man, right? And this is what we do with all of our clients, man, all right? Start you off walking first and foremost. Let's get you walking. Now, I know a lot of people are going to look at this going, oh, diet, surely diet. Yeah, of course diet, man. Diet is super important. But if you changed nothing in your diet, nothing at all with your nutrition, at all, just kept it exactly as it is just now, and just started going out walking every single day, all right? There's only one way you can facilitate fat loss, right? There's only one way to make it happen, and that's through what's called a calorie deficit. Now, you can make a calorie deficit happen through either eating less food or by increasing your output, by increasing your movement, all right? So if we can keep your diet exactly the same, so we're not going to put you on a diet, we're not going to start restricting things, we're not going to cut anything out. In fact, I'm probably going to get you to eat more food, which I'll explain in a wee second, all right? But if we can get you to just keep your diet exactly the same and just go out and start walking every day, that's naturally going to start using up more calories. You're going to start to burn more calories, especially if you're doing nothing at all at the moment. which is naturally going to put you into a deficit. So if your weight's been staying the same for the last God knows how long, if it's been going up, then you're eating in a surplus, you're eating too much food. We need to then adjust that. But if your weight's been the same, if you've just stagnated, your weight's been the same for the last God knows how long, and we get you out walking, that's naturally going to put you into a deficit. So you're going to start the process of losing weight. Now, is that going to be enough to get you to the promised land, to where you want to be, to reach your overall goal? Probably not. We need to make more adjustments. But in the early stages, that's going to be enough just to get the ball rolling. Right, so we start you off walking. Let's just get you moving. Let's get your body into some kind of action and get you moving more on a daily basis. Right, then from there, then we would start to look at what you're doing with your diet. Right, I would start adjusting things with your diet. And when I say adjusting things with your diet, I don't mean cutting things out. The last thing I want to do is restrict your food. I don't want to kind of cut everything out and leave you feeling miserable. Right, I'd probably want to actually start adding food in. Now, when I say adding food in, I don't mean more bags of crisps or more Oreo cookies or more junk. What I mean is, get you eating more fruit, more vegetables, more healthy protein, all right? So more good quality protein sources. I would want you to add protein in every single meal. And then with your main meals, add in more veggies or more salad-y stuff, right? So you're getting more kind of fibrous foods. When we do that, and we get you to follow that process, no counting calories, no weighing out foods, you don't have to do that. That is a technique we use, but we don't need to do that right away. It can be quite overwhelming for some people. But if we can just get you to increase your protein, increase your veg, increase your fruit intake, and then just slightly reduce everything else, you're not cutting anything out, you're just going to slightly reduce it. What you'll tend to find is, because of the types of foods you're eating, they're what are called high volume foods. They're a lot lower in calories normally, but you'll notice that you're getting to eat a lot more in terms of the overall volume of food, which means you're going to eat less calories overall, because you'll be less inclined to then start snacking on all the shit of the day in between your meals. Right, because what normally happens is people will have their main meals that are normally not too nutrient dense. They're not overly filling foods, but they tend to be fairly high in calories. They find they're digesting those really quick. They're still then feeling hungry in between their meals, so they then start to go and snack on the biscuits, on the crisps, all these other things. That's where binge eating then comes in. Or if they're staying late, a week late at night watching Netflix, they then start diving into the kids' crisp packets. And we'll talk about the sleep thing in just a second. All right. So we want to kind of start adding those extra things into your diet that are going to fill you up a lot more, which means you're going to probably snack on a lot less stuff in between times, which is naturally going to start to bring your calorie intake down, all right, without starving you, without you feeling, oh man, I'm famished, I wish I had more food, because you're still eating a high volume of food, all right, so you're still giving your body what it needs, you're actually giving it the right things, and it's because we've now got you in a position where you'll be in a calorie deficit along with a walk-in, your body shape's going to start to change a lot more quickly without you feeling starved, without you feeling completely famished because you've cut everything out of your life, all right? You're not going to be feeling miserable. You're not going to be hating your life. You're still going to be eating food and probably still eating food that you really enjoy. While getting out and getting a bit more active, you'll start to feel better. Your energy levels will start to come up. You're feeding your body when it needs. Those two things in combination, if you just did those alone, you're going to see a huge difference, right? Especially if you started that today, by the time Christmas came around, you could easily be looking at being, you know, 15 to maybe 20 pounds down by the turn of the new year, all right, quite easily, if you were quite consistent in your efforts, all right. Now, the next thing we'd look at then again is getting you, before we even look at exercise, we spoke about sleep. So sleep's a super important one for a few reasons. One, obviously, we need sleep, all right. People don't prioritise their sleep anywhere near enough. If you're not sleeping enough, if you're waking up in the morning and you're feeling really tired and really stressed and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, a lot of people that I speak to eat when they're stressed. They use food as a kind of crux when they're stressed. So if we can get you to reduce those stress levels, if we can get you to sleep more where you're feeling better, you're feeling more rested, you're feeling more energized through the day, you're probably going to feel a lot less stressed, which means you're probably not going to feel the need to start stuffing your face quite as much, potentially. In addition to that, you've got a couple of hormones that control your hunger levels, leptin and ghrelin. And when they're out of whack, it's normally you overproduce what's called ghrelin, which makes you want to eat more food. Right, so when we get you sleeping more, those come back into balance, and you eat a little bit less. You're not feeling as hungry all the time. Right, and the thing with ghrelin is it never makes you want to snack on carrots and salad leaves. It makes you want to snack on crisps and chocolate. All right, well, it wants junk. It wants kind of quick energy foods. All right, so if we can get you back into balance with your sleep, that tends not to happen quite so much. All right, now also in addition to that, here's the last few bit I'm going to add in. When I say to people that we're getting more sleep, I don't mean lying in longer in the morning, because most people can. If you've got young kids, if you've got a job, getting a long lie in the morning is non-existent, man. All right, like, save that for your retirement. You're going to have to go to bed earlier, which means you're probably going to have to switch off Netflix that wee bit earlier. Now, here's the thing, man. Most people find themselves, there's a connection between sitting down to watch Netflix and eating food. Right? It's just a thing that we seem to want to do. If we sit to watch a film, we want to eat at the same time. Right? The two go hand in hand. If we switch off Netflix and take you away from that an hour earlier and say, right, okay, you're going to go to your bed and you're going to read a book. Right? So one, you're not going to be snacking on this stuff at the end of the night because you're sitting watching Netflix. Two, by the time you read a book for 20 minutes, man, your eyes will be getting tired. You'll start to nod off. You'll get an extra half hour to an hour's kip. And then you're going to start to feel rested in the morning, right? So one, you'll feel better the next day. And two, you've just consumed a lot less calories. So again, you're then contributing to that kind of calorie deficit, all right? And as I said earlier, man, if you can do this consistently from now until Christmas, you've not even had any exercise yet. If you can do this consistently from now, those are really small changes in your life. Really small changes. You don't have to wait until January to start them. But imagine where you would be if you started that right now. Where would you be come January the 1st when you start making your resolutions? You'd be setting your goals or your intentions for the year from a whole different place, right? And that's before we've even looked at getting you into a gym, right? Now, obviously from there, if we can get you lifting weights, if we can get you doing a little bit of resistance training and lifting weights two, maybe three times a week, or if you've not got the capacity to do that, and you want to start looking at the, you know, exploring the idea of doing some training at home, we can either set you up with a 3-day full body plan at home. Or if, you know, if working out for 40 minutes to an hour at a time is a bit much for you, we can do 10, 15 minute workouts, all right? Not 10, 15 minute workouts, 10 to 15 minutes workouts every day, all right? Little small workouts that you can just do every day where you link a few exercises together using only your body weight, maybe some resistance bands, you get the kids involved, takes you 10, 15 minutes, boom, job done. That's a super low level commitment, all right? But for most people, they think they've got to be out running every single day for hours and hours on end, or they've got to be in the gym for 3 hours a time every day. That's not the case, right? It really isn't the case. It takes a lot less in terms of exercise than you would think to actually start seeing some progress. But here's the thing. The exercise isn't the part that's going to make the biggest difference in terms of you losing weight, all right, or losing body fat. What we spoke about with your diet and just getting you moving more, getting you walking more, than controlling your sleep, that's where the biggest difference is going to be made. If you can get those things into place, you're going to see a huge, huge, huge difference, right? Then from there, when we add in the exercise portion, the resistance training, that accelerates the process and it helps to shape your body in terms of getting you that more toned look that most people want to get. That's where that then comes into play, all right? Something that I actually should have added in around about the nutrition stuff as well that I didn't is just drinking more water every day, all right? So just getting more good old H2O and drinking more water every day. When we can drink more water every day, we'll probably cut down a lot of the fizzy juice or the coffees and all that kind of stuff that we're having. So when we start to reduce that stuff and drink more water again, people think they need to drink loads of coffee to feel energized, but if most of my clients notice when we start drinking more water, their energy levels naturally start to come up. They've got a lot less brain fog, there's a lot less bloating goes on, their body holds onto a lot less water, and they just generally feel a lot better, all right? So that's a big thing that we also focus on. We try and get people to aim for anywhere between 2 to 3 litres a day. You know, I try and get people to aim for at least 1.5 litres of straight up water. And then after that, you know, if maybe a diluting juice, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee in the morning, whatever, cool. It all adds to that kind of liquid intake, but we're aiming for that sort of 3 litres intake over the course of the day, all right? But those are, like, if we look at all of those things that I've just laid out, they're all super low level. They're super low commitment level. All right. Now, I know when you look at it all and you go, oh my God, that's quite a lot. But if we can just break that down to the very first two things, getting you out walking every day and then controlling your nutrition. All right. Just controlling you, making a couple of small changes to your nutrition to get you on the right path. If you started doing that and that alone today, if you just started with that part on its own, all right, and the water, obviously, I put that at the end. But if you did those things on their own and started them today, by the time January the 1st rolls round, you'd be a completely different person, all right? Like physically, mentally, emotionally, you'd be in a completely different place, all right? And the reason I say emotionally and mentally as well is because if we go back to the discipline and the motivation chat that I was talking about, because you've taken action on something that you first and foremost want to take action on, but you've also taken action on it when you didn't really want to, right? Because right now you're already gearing in your head for, oh, just wait till January. You're setting yourself up for that's the day. Motivation will be good on that day. The timing will be right on that day. You're setting yourself up for that already. If you can take action on that now and put yourself one step ahead, that's going to help to build your confidence up. It's going to help to build your self-esteem up. Your discipline levels are going to start to lead. You'll start to naturally feel better about yourself, like mentally. And then when you start to then see physical changes, that'll also give you more of a boost. Your confidence will lift up because you're starting to feel better within yourself. You're maybe fitting back into clothes that you've not fit into for a long time, right? You'll start to notice some really, really big changes, right? And then from there, the ball's already rolling. The ball's already, you've already got that momentum moving. And once you've got the momentum going, that's when motivation will then start to build, because you realise, holy shit, man, I've managed to do this with very little effort, like a couple of small changes. Look what I've managed to achieve with a couple of very small changes. What could I do if I really applied myself and kept on pushing? Man, I'm really frightened to go to the gym. But you know what, man? I managed to go walking when it was pissing down with rain. It was coming in sideways and blowing a hoolie outside. I still managed to go out and go for that walk. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go and join the gym. Or I'm going to start working out at home. I'm going to just do that thing. I'm frightened to do it. I'm nervous about it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Right? And then you push yourself into doing it. Even on the days that you can't be arsed, you still go and you still get it done. And then from there, that snowball effect continues to happen. You start to see more and more and more and more progress. And the more you can do that, and the more you can consistently build on those good habits, the more you'll then start to chip away all the bad habits. So you'll start to move them to the side. I'm not saying they'll never reappear. They will. Like, listen, man, I've got bad habits from 10 years ago that still sometimes creep back in. The only difference now is I'm really good at catching them. All right, but it took me time to get there. It didn't happen overnight. It took a long time of me saying, like, you know, it's pissing down with rain. I hate running. I'm going to go out and run. And I'm not saying you should go out and run, right? I've got my own views on it. I don't use running for weight loss. I don't recommend it to people for weight loss. I use it for different reasons, all right? But I'll force myself to go out and do it when the conditions are not ideal. It's if it's baking hot outside, like roasting, and everybody else is staying inside because it's far too hot to even walk, I go out and run with a jacket on, all right, to make it as difficult as I can. Or if the rain's coming in sideways and it's horrible outside, and I go out with my shorts on and a wee vest, and I'll maybe sometimes put a waterproof jacket on, whatever, and I go out and I run, all right, because it challenges me, it changes me, it makes me do things we would have put as before. I'd look and go, I'm not doing that now, I need to wait in perfect conditions, all right, that wouldn't have built confidence, it wouldn't have built discipline, whereas now I take a different approach, all right. Sometimes I'll still find myself sitting there elbow deep in a box of Cadbury's Roses. All right, it happens. It sometimes happens. But I now know how to adjust, how to course correct and get back on track. And this is one of the big things that we speak about with all of our clients inside our program, is the whole back on track next second mentality. All right, because what you're in danger of between now and Christmas is when you get started today and then Christmas comes and you have a blowout, or like Halloween's just around the corner, man. Kids are going to come home with all kinds of sweeties and chocolates and bits and bobs. You'll end up having a few. I guarantee you, if you're like me, you will. You'll have a few. You'll end up stuffing your face and you're like, oh, I've ruined my progress. Oh, no. And then you go spiraling out of control. No, stop. Just get back on track. And we just keep on following exactly what we spoke about just a minute ago, and keep trundling forward towards those goals. And when you can do that, that's when you then start to see long-term progress, all right? As opposed to jumping on the next quick fix diet that comes along, hoping to lose a few pounds, you know, losing a few in the first few weeks, feeling like shit, hitting a plateau, hitting a rebound, regaining all your weight, and then feeling even worse at the end of it, and then finding it even more difficult next time round to actually start seeing any progress, right? So start today, start going through the things that we spoke about in this. So get yourself out walking more, adjust your diet by adding more protein, more veggies, more fruits, slightly reduce everything else. Those two alone are naturally going to put you into a calorie deficit, which is going to reduce your overall calorie intake, but allow you to eat a little bit more food so you're not feeling starving, all right? Get to your bed a wee bit earlier. Switch off Netflix. You don't need to see it, man. Like, switch that shit off. Like, get away. Don't buy any junk for the house. Like, if you want something specific, go to the shop and buy something specific that you can have, but don't buy packets and packets and packets of shit for the house, because you'll only end up eating it, all right? Get to your bed that wee bit earlier. Get a little bit extra shut-eye. You'll feel better, you'll feel more refreshed, you'll feel less stressed, you'll probably binge on less shit the next day because you're stressed. And then from there, if you can, drink some more water. Like, don't forget that part's important. Drink more water. And then from there, if you can, if you're feeling like that's what you want to do, look at joining a gym, man, or look at getting some exercise done at home. All right. And if you've no idea what to do with that stuff, man, then I've got a dumbbell plan that could probably help you quite a lot. If you've got dumbbells at home, then you could certainly apply this to working out at home. Or if you are going to a gym and you don't know what to do, then again, this would definitely help. You could go and you could use the dumbbells, and you could just follow this program from start to finish, and it would get you incredible results. All right, so if you want that, then just somewhere below this video, just comment dumbbell and I'll make sure I send it right across to you. All right, or in fact, it might even be in the description. I think if you go down in the description of this, there's a bit where it says get some free shit, then just click the link and get the dumbbell guide, man. It'll help you out. All right, so anyway, that's us for this one, man. Like, if you haven't done so already, then leave me a wee comment down below and let me know what your thoughts are on these podcasts. If there's anything you want me to cover, anything you want me to go over, I would love to hear from you, so drop me a little comment. Make sure you hit subscribe. And make sure you switch on your notifications so you can see where when we drop the latest next episodes. All right, so until the next one, thanks for tuning in.
We all want to change the world.